It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The downtown Denver venue that is home to the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche will soon require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test for fans. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Team officials say the new requirements for entry to Ball Arena start November 10th. Children under 12 years old won't have to follow the mandate, but they and all patrons will have to wear a mask at all times. An official with KSE, which runs the arena, says they consulted with local, state, and federal health authorities, as well as the NBA and NHL. He says the move shows a continued commitment to the health, safety, and wellness of those attending events. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
COVID test results have to be less than 72 hours old. HelloFresh workers in Aurora will start voting today on whether to unionize. The effort could mark a first for the growing meal kit delivery industry. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Workers say they want better pay and safety equipment after a series of accidents inside the company's distribution facility in Aurora. About 400 workers will take part in the election. They'll vote via mail-in ballot over the next several weeks and need just a simple majority to win recognition as a union under federal law. HelloFresh says it respects the workers' right to vote and won't interfere with the process. A result will come in late November. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver International Airport has finished the first phase of its Great Hall expansion. This part of the project added check-in for United, Southwest, and Frontier Airlines. There are new ticketing areas and places to check bags. New security checkpoints are the next phase of the project, which is set for completion in 2024. Planners are still working on a third phase of the project. Colorado Springs city leaders are reviewing plans for what would become the city's tallest building. A developer wants to put up a 25-story apartment building with construction starting next year. The 16-story Wells Fargo Tower is currently the highest point on the Springs skyline. It was built in 1990. This is CPR News.